entertainment superhero show right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac and Joe Sicardo here. And again, very special thanks to both William Daniels and his beautiful wife, Bonnie Bartlett, for joining us there, talking about Captain Nice and a lot of great things that they've both done as well over the years.
Yeah, great careers. We're going to have them on again to promote that book that he's got coming out. So stay tuned to Breakthrough Entertainment and KPHX 1480 AM. And go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F to stay tuned to all of the stuff that we have coming up on Breakthrough Entertainment. And of course, that song was Super Bounce by Drake Bell from Superhero Movie.
Okay.
That's spoof, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. It was okay. It wasn't great. You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, mostly Spider-Man in there, but I like the song. It was a fun song. All right. Well,
no.
Right. Well, you know, of course, Avengers Age of Ultron, again, we gave that two thumbs up. Go see that this weekend. We've been celebrating superheroes all show long.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as we mentioned earlier in the show, there's several more years of superhero movies. Of course, this year, we've got a few superhero movies. Let's start there.
Okay.
Of course, Fantastic Four, the remake, the reboot, is coming out.
Yes.
I said that I was a fan of the original two Fantastic Four. Were you?
They're fine. It just wasn't as big on them. Not as much hype. But now, because rebooting it, you know, it's interesting. Now that I'm in the whole superhero phase right now.
Now, I don't know if I'm looking forward to the reboot that much because it looks to be much more serious. I like the comic take on Fantastic Four. I think when you've got some guy who's basically a pile of rocks...
Chiklis, right?
Yeah, in the original, Michael Chiklis. I forget who he is in this one, but it's much better when it's comical. I like that it was so tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm looking forward to that one, but that one is coming up in a couple months. Marvel's got another one coming out as well.
Yeah, Ant-Man, of course, Paul Rudd, and again, another... Even though obviously we haven't seen it yet, another great casting decision, in my opinion, because... I didn't know who Ant-Man was before this. I didn't even know he existed until I heard they were making this movie. But what's great about it is, you know, he's going to add kind of that humorous element to it. And, you know, as a wee little ant, of course, that has great strength. But just kind of like the Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr. Casting, I think this is going to turn out to be a great casting decision there. And
it looks very comical.
It does.
I think there was like some behind-the-scenes changes. I think there was one director that left and stuff like that. But
yeah.
So hopefully it's still going to be good.
Yeah, I hope so.
And I think that's all for this year in terms of superhero movies.
Yeah. But what we're going to see if we just look at Marvel.
By the way, we should do the exact dates. July 17th is Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And Fantastic Four is August 7th.
Yep. And then after that, for 2016, almost a year exactly from now, a couple days past, but May 6th, 2016, Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr. lead the way. Captain America, Civil War, also bringing in Spider-Man, so we'll see who ends up winning that in terms of casting.
Yeah, they've got to cast that pretty quickly because they've got to bring that to a close. I think they're already filming. Are they already filming Infinity
Soon.
War?
We'll get to that. But we're at pre-production Captain America: Civil War, very close to getting all that put together. In the next November.
Well, let's go to next February, at least what I'm seeing right now. Next February, so February 12th is Deadpool.
Okay.
Deadpool, are you familiar with Deadpool?
I'm not.
He was in X-Men Origins, Wolverine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He was played by Ryan Reynolds, and this will still be played by Ryan Reynolds.
That's good.
There was some test footage up online. You should definitely check that out.
Yeah.
It looked amazing. It's a completely different take on Deadpool, but I'm glad that they are sticking with Ryan Reynolds, especially after he did Green Lantern, which was not a very good superhero movie.
Yeah, not his fault, though.
No. And also, you skip to November, but what about March 25th, 2016, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice?
The reason why I did skip, I was just doing Marvel.
Oh, okay.
But if you have DC up, though,
I have
that's
DC
good.
Up as well.
Let's
I have
do
DC,
that. Yeah, you do DC, I'll do Marvel.
All right.
Yes.
Well, and also the X-Men, which is Fox. But Batman versus Superman. See, What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's Marvel, but I don't know if you had those up because
no, I don't.
I mean, all
yeah.
these different
Yeah, it
studios.
Doesn't show me X-Men on here.
Right, but Batman yeah. versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Yes.
Were you a fan of the trailer?
You know what? Actually, no. But okay. I'm looking forward to the movie. I'm looking forward to Ben Affleck. I know it was a teaser, so that's why. I didn't think it was the greatest trailer out there, but still looking excited, looking forward to it.
I'm hoping it's good. I did not like Man of Steel at all.
Yeah,
I really, really did not like that. And I think of, I mean, they really should have just rebooted that again. I mean, I didn't think that Henry Cavill did that great. I honestly thought Brandon Routh did better in Superman Lives, or Superman Returns, originally called Superman Lives. Speaking of people who were supposed to play someone, wasn't villains, I forget, I'll just pass yeah. that because I brain fart, but X-Men Apocalypse, May 22nd, 2016. Okay. Mm-hmm. That will get back to the first class mutants
okay.
in Fox. There have been some pictures popping up of the new Nightcrawler and the new Jubilee and the new Jean Grey. So a lot of these characters. And the new Cyclops. We didn't get to see a younger version of Cyclops.
Okay.
I think one of my favorite superheroes, maybe just because I really like James Marsden as an actor.
Yeah. Oh, he's very good.
Yeah, he's excellent. And let's see if we can check out and see what else is. I don't know if Power Rangers really registers as a superhero movie, but that comes out in January.
What are you talking about? They are the greatest superhero people of all time. What are they, ninjas? Or I never watched Power Rangers when I was little. Mason, he likes them
yeah.
and stuff, but
don't
we don't really watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Well, two of them that I don't know too much about that opened before that one in November, Suicide Squad and Gambit. Now, Gambit is October 7th of mm-hmm. next year,
yes.
and that is from X-Men.
Okay.
But Suicide Squad, I know that you're really probably excited about that.
Absolutely. Will Smith, Jared Leto.
There's a picture of
Joker.
Jared Leto up as a Joker.
Yeah, definitely check it out. And he's going to do great. And I think this will kind of be a little comeback, too, for Will Smith.
I mean,
he's still
hopefully.
Fine, but some of the movies, of course, the last couple of years with him yeah. haven't been up to par.
Yeah, that's August 5th, by the way,
yeah.
next year.
Very much looking forward to that. And then, of course, November, heading back to Marvel, November 4th, 2016, Benedict Cumberbatch introduces us to Doctor Strange.
Wow. Now, do you know much about that superhero?
Absolutely not.
Me either. Yeah, and I don't know if the Lego Batman movie registers as a superhero, but perhaps.
I think it should.
Yeah. Well, yeah. February 10th, 2017, the Lego Batman movie is coming out. I was not a fan of the Lego movie at all.
Not everyone's perfect, Joseph.
Oh.
I know, it's unbelievable.
I don't have a comeback for
that. What a great movie that was.
Yeah.
For kids, for adults, it was funny. Is Will Arnett, do you know if he's playing the Batman?
I believe
Lego
he is.
Again?
Oh, I believe he is. I think it's a spinoff.
He has a good voice for that.
And speaking of playing a character again, is the Wolverine,
okay.
Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
That's were you a fan of the two Wolverines, or you have not seen them?
I've never seen an X-Men movie
at all.
I'm going to, though. I'm going to not have one of those marathons because I, again, wouldn't be able to sit through it. But I'm going to start with the first one, and then how many? There's probably over 10, right? With not just the X-Men's, but like Wolverines and spinoffs.
Yeah, that's you know what? All this Marvel stuff. I mean, X-Men has the longest running
yeah.
Franchise. I mean, yes, there's been some character changes and stuff, but Hugh Jackman is still playing Wolverine, and I was in high school when the original X-Men came out.
Yeah.
And I'm still a big fan of that franchise.
Sure.
Let's see. Probably on May 5th.
Yep, 2017, Chris Pratt is back, Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. It was a big-time hit this past summer, and I don't know if Marvel even thought it would be that big of a hit, but it was just amazing, great film. A lot of rumors that we're going to meet a lot of new characters that are going to be very important here in this Marvel universe.
Yeah, and I was a big fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, as well as its soundtrack, and of course we had our Guardians
sure.
of the Galaxy show, so assuming we're up and running doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
In May of 2017 we will have our Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack show. And I guess Fantastic Four, I guess that they are believing that it's going to be a good show, a good movie. regardless, because Fantastic Four 2 opens on June 2nd, 2017.
Okay, yeah, so they already... And you see this happen a lot where, well, of course, with Marvel, at least we see it planning in advance, but they know these are going to be hits all tied in together. But yeah, they're banking on it. You know.
So. And Wonder Woman on June 23rd, 2017, Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be interesting. Looking forward to that. Isn't that a Gal
Gadot?
Yeah.
However you pronounce
it. We're going to meet her, I think, in the Batman vs. Superman film.
Yes, there are a few characters that pop up in there in the Dawn of Justice that we will get to meet before their one-offs or one-shots or solo films.
Yeah.
Of course, as you speaking of getting to meet someone before their solo film, in Civil War we meet...
Spider-Man.
And on July 28th, we will get to see...
2017, how spectacular he is with the spectacular Spider-Man. And again, we still don't know who's going to win the role of Spider-Man, but another reboot now, joining in the Marvel Universe. And so this will be interesting to see who else is in the film with him as well in terms of other Avenger characters.
And it's interesting mostly because it's two different studios handling it.
Yeah.
Of course, the same Spider-Man will be in a Disney's film for Civil War, Captain America, and the next Avengers, as well as in the Sony's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it's they're sharing something there. And then on November 3rd, 2017.
Yeah, Thor is back. So, yeah, 2017, I know we were kind of going through that earlier in the show when the next Thor would be, but it is, a little over two and a half years away.
Right.
November 3rd, 2017, Thor Ragnarok?
Ragnarok.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, there we go. And so he's coming back. Loki, his brother, will be in that, who, of course, Tom Hiddleston, just amazing.
Yes.
And, so it would be great to see him back in that as well with Chris Hemsworth.
And, so we've got Avengers. Well, then we're going to have the Justice League on November 17th. Now, that's going to be interesting. Just a couple weeks after Thor comes out, we get an even bigger movie, Justice League Part 1.
Opening up the holiday season there, really, because Thanksgiving time, everyone will have two great superhero movies to see. I think I wouldn't be shocked, though, if DC really comes out on top there.
I think they will
because
with that
Thor.
One.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Hemsworth,
Thor's the weaker,
great,
weakest of the Marvel.
Most likely,
usually.
Yeah.
And on March 23rd of 2018, we will get to meet Patrick Sabongi's friend, the Flash.
Yeah.
Well, we'll meet him in Justice League, I'm sure. But he gets his solo shot in the Flash.
Mm-hmm. So already cast and everything ready to go with that.
Yes, and you're finished watching Avengers: Age of Ultron. Well, you got to start looking forward to on May 4th, 2018.
3 years away from Avengers: Infinity War Part 1.
It's amazing that they have these all set up already, you know?
Absolutely. And 3 years away, I'll be in my 30s. You'll be in your 30s still. And,
wow.
Yeah. The gray hair will start coming in.
And just a couple months after that, let's get away from the gray hair.
Oh, man,
a couple
more?
Months after that, on July 6th, 2018.
Black Panther, and I know absolutely nothing about the Black Panther.
That's my cat. You're next, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
She's a Black Panther, kind
of. Okay.
Not really. Well, and then on July 13th, 2018, there's an untitled Fox Marvel film coming out that'll likely have something to do with the X-Men.
Yeah.
That's usually what Fox has in terms of Marvel stuff.
There's likely.
Also an animated Spider-Man film coming up on July 20th. I believe that has to, that's being directed by the same gentleman who did the Lego movie, I think.
Oh, okay. The guys behind, of course, 21 Jump Street.
Yes. And Aquaman on July 27th, 2018. Yeah. And then on November 2nd, 2018.
Yes. Captain Marvel.
Is that a female?
Yeah, it is. We're going to meet Carol Danvers.
Wow. Excellent. And then...
We might meet her sooner. There's always the chance.
Wow.
There's
okay.
always
yeah,
an
that's
opportunity
true. That's true.
That can happen, though.
Yeah. And then Shazam on April 5th, 2019. And then we get to see the culmination of Infinity War with Part 2, Avengers Infinity War Part 2, May 3rd, 2019.
Unbelievable.
And then we, a couple months after that, June 14th, 2019, Justice League Part 2.
Yes.
Inhumans on July 12th, 2019.
Yeah.
And then, we said we were going to take it to Yeah,
you're going further.
We're gonna go one step further.
Whoa!
June 19th, 2020, Green Lantern gets another shot.
2020, unbelievable. So yeah.
Wow.
I wonder who will be cast in that one.
I wonder where we'll
another
be.
Hopefully we're
retirement
still around.
Home?
Yeah, perhaps. For Inhumans, if you're a fan of the show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're sort of introducing these types of characters or species right now, so you can get a little bit of an update and kind of a preview on what that could be about. Just unbelievable what's coming up. And earlier we mentioned Marlon Wayans, of course. For fans that don't know this, he was actually originally going to be Robin in Batman Forever, and then when there was a change in the director in that, of course, Chris O'Donnell got the role, and apparently Marlon Wayans was even in the teaser poster for that beforehand.
Wow.
So it's kind of interesting. And they almost wrote his character of Robin in Batman Returns. Of course, we didn't meet Robin in that, after all, of course, but it would have been very interesting with Marlon Wayans taking that on. And we also almost saw William Baldwin in Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, but of course that didn't turn out to be.
Well, this has been Breakthrough Entertainment's Superhero Show Part 1.
Yes.
Stay tuned for Part 2 coming up in a couple months.
Yeah, absolutely, and then we'll have a Part 3 next year, later on in that year.
Yeah, Part 3 is coming up in a couple months after that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we want to thank all of our guests today, including author Mark Edlitz, How to Be a Superhero. Check that out, coming out on Amazon.com very soon. Voice actor Roger Craig Smith, Avengers Assemble and Batman Unlimited, Animal Instincts, is Avengers Assemble on Disney XD, Batman Unlimited coming out on DVD on May 12th. Of course, also Stan Lee, thank you so much for that. Actor Patrick Sabongi, The Flash on the CW every Tuesday night. And actor William Daniels, Captain Nice, Boy Meets World. Check out Girl Meets World on the Disney Channel and his book coming out very soon. We'll keep you posted on all that. Thumbs up for Adult Beginners and two thumbs up for Avengers Age of Ultron. My favorite superhero probably is The Punisher. The song that's going to take us out of the show is by Mark Colley, In Time.
So both you and Patrick Sabongi also.
Yeah.
Yeah,
excellent. And also we want to thank all of our guests. Go to BreakRadioShow.com, click on the big F. You can win tickets to see that the Josh Duhamel movie, Bravetown.
Yes.
Captain Thor is our word of the week.
Absolutely, Captain Thor once again. Two words of the week in a way when you think about it. Yeah, but we'll say it still is one. Very special thanks, Joseph. And, of course, coming up at the top of the hour here, Real Hockey Talk, Sebastian Oren will join me in all the Stanley Cup playoff discussion. We'll be back soon.
Die once more, but in time your time will be known.